And there, spread out in thousand-strong formations, was the aggression, the construct's armada of warships, each one home to a controlling AI. Construct operatives deep in the tiers of hyperspace had been tracking the progress of the Vor and the Shintanil as their battle fleets had climbed from level to level, crushing any opposition, demolishing worlds, planetoids, artificial habitats, anything that might present a shred of resistance. And now they were poised to cross into Tier 51. After repeated messages and warnings, the P-Construct had managed to provoke the Ixac Elders into a semblance of urgency, pressing them to acknowledge the imminent threat. Long-dormant planetary defences were reactivated. Councils were formed to deal with civil coordination. Even some elaborate combat vessels were brought out of storage. Yet the Ixac's response still seemed half-hearted, as if the supposed menace coming from below lacked credibility. The P-Construct wondered briefly if the real Construct would have achieved more in a shorter period. But in the end, the battle fleets of the Vor and the Shintanil were very real, and the news of their advances was unavoidable, undeniable. Just 8 hours ago, an observer subsim of the Construct had been aboard one of the aggression's spy scouts, secretly watching as a Shintanil siege force, complete with their formidable crypt chips, extinguished the last embers of resistance on the planet Phascalon, just two levels below, on Tier 53. As the bombardment continued, Shintanil outriders had somehow detected the aggression vessel. The aggression ship immediately went into high kinetic retreat, while the subsim, as a precaution, withdrew via the continual transfer link, merging with the P-Construct as it oversaw the Reginjathal Theatre, contributing the intelligence accrued. The fall of Phascalon was one of several similar frontline reports that the P-Construct had gathered. Now, as it went back inside the hubcraft, it knew it was time to convey it all to the Prime Construct. Within, the darkness was speckled with infrared ports, the meagre glow of ready lights flickering from within banks of data webs, the glimmer of holoplanes providing update bursts. The P-Construct found its multi-flow recess and eased back into it. Sensors auto-tracked its cognitive core, and a few minutes later, a snapshot of its mind-map state had been taken, compressed, and encoded. As the P-Construct dispatched it via the transfer link, it wondered briefly what the Ixac felt when they went to sleep for years on end, whether they ever considered that they might not wake up. The Construct had just begun briefing one of its humanoid semi-organics when a new update arrived and merged with its cognitive state, causing a slight pause in its walk across the room.
"Another report from the front," said the chalky white semi-organic.
Its body template had yet to be aged, sculpted and adorned with character, so its features and posture lacked all expression. Giving the merest nod, the Construct sent some excerpts from the update's vid file to the wall screen, confined to a frame alongside the frozen image of Robert Horst.
"Thus far, encounters with these adversaries have played out very much as predicted," the Construct said. "That is to say, not entirely to our advantage. However, our deployments of the aggression have slowed or delayed their advance and, in a couple of instances, inflicted serious defeats.